This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice shattered the all-time March box office record, $166.1 million in the U.S. and Canada. As we expected, Batman vs. Superman would be huge, but this huge? No, this caught us and the rest of Hollywood by surprise. This was huge. The opening for the Warner Brothers and DC Entertainment film overtook the previous March record holder, The Hunger Games, which made $152.5 million in 2012. Oh, and all that business was made despite generally poor reviews. Lady Gaga celebrated her 30th birthday here this week, inviting some of music's biggest names to her party. Gaga, along with her fiancé Taylor Kinney, partied into the wee hours of the morning at West Hollywood's No Name Club with such stars as Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Lorde, Mark Ronson, Nick Jonas, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, and Kylie Minogue. The extravagant singer showed up to the bash wearing a gold-sequined Saint Laurent mini dress with puffy sleeves, a large black belt, and platform heels. Happy 30th birthday, Gaga! As much as we wanted this story to not be true, it wouldn't go away. Well, looks like Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose will take over for AC/DC singer Brian Johnson for the remainder of their U.S. and European tour this year. Rose was seen leaving an Atlanta recording studio this week with three members of AC/DC, Angus Young, Chris Slade, and Cliff Williams. And this, despite Guns N' Roses mounting its own Patience Stadium tour this summer. Oh, Brian, why'd you have to lose your hearing? China is introducing another layer of protectionism to give its domestically produced movies an edge over Hollywood imports. Last week, state regulators announced that Chinese theater chains that generate at least two-thirds of their box office receipts from local Chinese films will be able to keep half of a 5% tax they usually pay on ticket sales. The China Film Bureau normally collects a 5% tax on all box office revenue. Under the new rules, to qualify for the rebate, Chinese theater groups must ensure that imported movies take no more than one-third of the box office for the full year, and the exhibitor must have a clean regulatory record with no history of box office underreporting or fraud. The governor of the state of Georgia vetoed an anti-gay rights bill that could have cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in lost production revenue. For example, The Walking Dead might have left Georgia to shoot elsewhere. The NFL had also threatened to overlook the state as a possible site for an upcoming Super Bowl. So the governor felt the heat and didn't sign the legislation. Oh, the power of Hollywood! Justin Bieber canceled all VIP meet-and-greet sessions for the remainder of his Purpose Tour, a perk that can cost up to $2,000 per person. The announcement was made after only 5 dates into the tour, and there are 109 to go. The 22-year-old singer says that he leaves the meet and greets feeling, quote, mentally and emotionally exhausted to the point of depression, and he'd rather be in a better mood when preparing to perform his show. So basically, Justin is saying that meeting the general public leaves him depressed. Hey, getting paid what he gets paid should perk him right up, but I guess it doesn't, big baby. Viacom CEO has said that a reimagining of MTV is in the works. After MTV launched in 1981, a hot ad campaign prompted millions of young viewers to shout its slogan, "I want my MTV!" Now with MTV suffering the defection of viewers, the network's owner Viacom is preparing to unveil a broad overhaul in coming weeks. Ad revenue at the network has been choppy in recent years, falling in both 2013 and 2014. So now there's a huge effort to save the brand. MTV in the U.S., unlike other MTV outlets around the globe, doesn't air what made them famous in the first place, music videos. Now that Tom Cruise has officially signed on, Universal has set a new release date for its reboot of The Mummy. The film will bow on June 9th, 2017. Sofia Boutella is on board to play the classic monster, with Alex Kurtzman directing. The studio tapped Kurtzman last summer to help develop a universe for Universal in which its classic monster movie library is front and center. Plot details are vague, other than that it will be set in present day, unlike the previous three installments starring Brendan Fraser. Guns N' Roses have confirmed a North American summer tour, but just the cities and not the venues or the dates. After all these years, Guns N' Roses is back together with original members Axl Rose, Slash, Duff McKagan, and several other players. Sorry, no Izzy Stradlin. Since GNR is already headlining the Coachella Music Festival on two weekends, April 16th and 23rd near Los Angeles, there will be no LA dates. In the meantime, fans will have to be patient for the exact dates, and guess what? That's the name of the tour, patience. We're all going to need plenty of it, especially waiting for Axl to show up. Actor John Cusack has put his Spanish-style beach home up for sale at $13.5 million. The veteran actor and producer stands to make himself a considerable fortune should he sell his house for anywhere near the current asking price, as he purchased the property in late 1999 for $2.1 million. It's good to be John Cusack.
The trash bin.
Rob Kardashian's girlfriend, ex-stripper Blac Chyna, finally scored an invite to a Kardashian family event on Easter, and she and Rob didn't even go. Why? Because Blac Chyna, 27, is negotiating to be on the Kardashian TV series, and that may actually ruin her chances of ever being accepted by boyfriend Rob Kardashian's family. Show negotiations between Blac, Kris Jenner, and the rest of the production company are tense, and that is why Blac and Rob didn't show up to Easter with the rest of the family, a source told us. There's a lot of money on the line. Until a deal is signed, Black wants to stay away from any parties or meetings with the rest of the family, which could jeopardize her contract or which could be filmed for the reality show. Hey, you just can't make this stuff up.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter-owned Periscope celebrated its first birthday this week. It has been used for a mind-boggling 200 million broadcasts since its launch in March of last year. Consumer Reports named Samsung Galaxy S7 the best smartphone it has ever reviewed, citing superior battery life, processors, and displays. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg held a rare meeting with China's propaganda chief at a time when Chinese authorities are tightening control over their cyberspace. In other Facebook news, the company acquired Masquerade, a photo and video filter app that lets users distort their selfies.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice holds on to the top spot for a second week.
The number one album.
Ex-One Direction member Zayn Malik has the top-selling album with Mind of Mine.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is back to the top of the charts again.
The number one fiction book.
Private Paris by James Patterson and Mark Sullivan is the best-selling book for a second straight week.
Following the huge success of his first two singles as a solo act, Chains and Jealous, former Jonas brother Nick Jonas formed his own record label along with former girlfriend Demi Lovato called Safe House Records. His first new album on his label, called Last Year Was Complicated, will be released on the 10th of June. The first single is a collaboration with red-hot Swedish singer Tove Lo, who's also had her own huge chart topper, Habits Stay High. Here's Nick Jonas featuring Tove Lo with the song of the week, Close.
I know, you know, you're scared, your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Yeah. They won't be careful, but I guess that you don't know me. Cause if I want you, and I want you, babe, and going backwards won't ask for space. The space was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get too close. Oh, 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 so close. Oh.
That was Nick Jonas featuring Tove Lo with the song of the week, Close. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.